AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. At a Donald Trump rally in South Carolina last night, Republican presidential candidate Trump told a cheering crowd that what they're hearing is true.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on?
Trump would ban Muslim immigrants and visitors alike. The Council on American-Islamic Relations in Washington is responding.
This is outrageous. Coming from someone who wants to assume the highest office in the land.
Meanwhile, we are learning that the husband and wife who killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California, had visited a shooting range several times before the shootings, according to authorities. Should instructors at the Riverside Magnum Range have been suspicious of them? We asked an instructor there, John Galetta.
How are you able to determine what somebody's intents are after they visit your place of business? It's impossible.
The FBI says both Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik had long since embraced radical ideology. FBI spokesman Dave Bowditch.
The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen? And by whom and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
In Paris, where suicide bombers attacked a concert venue less than a month ago, the American rock band Eagles of Death Metal made a surprise return to the Paris stage during a performance last night by U2. During the band's performance last month, terrorists stormed the venue and killed 89 people, part of terror attacks across Paris. This morning, France is urging its European Union partners to speed up efforts to cut off funds to extremist groups. This is AP Radio News. Just hours after the Justice Department announced an investigation into racial disparities and the use of force by Chicago police, Mayor Rahm Emanuel held his own news conference, saying he's not going to wait. But he said improving the police department will take time.
It will take a lot of work over the years to make not only the policy, the practices, and the personnel changes necessary to reestablish the trust that is also essential for the city of Chicago.
In Baltimore, after 4 days of testimony, the state is preparing to rest its case against Officer William Porter, one of six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Prosecutors have painted Williams as an indifferent officer who didn't call, Officer Porter as an indifferent officer who didn't call for a medic when Gray needed one. Porter's attorneys have suggested the officer didn't think that Freddie Gray was seriously injured. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.